Allah, 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 Karim Allah, 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 Aziz Allah, 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 Subhanallah. Allah is Malikul Mulk. He is owner of all His creation. He owns them. You don't own yourself. People, they say, oh, I own a house. I own a store. I own a company. No. You don't own anything. It's been trusted to you. Is a trust that has been endorsed for you for a certain period of time. If you can keep this trust safe, you are successful. If you lose that trust, we are going to be asked. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Malikul Mulk, is the owner of everything. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was worried so much about hidden shirk. People, they say, We when we say La ilaha illallah, is kalimatul tawheed, is the word of showing that we are confessing that there is no creator except Allah, that we are saying there is no partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one to be worshipped, and everyone else is His servant, are his servants and His creation. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always reminding the ummah, don't make shirk. How they make shirk? They say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They are confessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. So how we do the shirk then? He called it Prophet hidden shirk. Ash-shirkul khafi. Hidden shirk. When you say, I own, I have, I can, anything that relate to I, to the self, is shirk. I gave a speech, I made a presentation, I made this successful. No, it's not you. If you that you make this successful, why you cannot give yourself life? Why you cannot live more? You can make a company to have long life, but you cannot make yourself to have long life, to make to yourself long life. You cannot even know when you are going to, that your life going to be taken from you. And you don't know if when your life is taken from you, you are going to go to paradise or somewhere else. Is your grave going to be a paradise or a well, a hole from fire? You don't know. Maulana Sheikh, may Allah give him long life. By the way, just before I came, that's why we were a little bit late, my brother Sheikh Adnan called and he sent regards to all of you. and he sent salam to you. He asked me where you are going. I said, to you and to you, your wife. He said, send salam to everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he keep us always under his salam. Because salam in is to be in safety. When a wali send the salam, means he is giving safety to people. When Maulana send his salam, it's not like, I say to you, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? No. With it comes safety. With it comes support. With it comes connection. With it comes blessings. With that salam comes all kind of rahmatullah, Allah's mercy. With the salam that that awliya Allah sent. That's why sahaba used always to say salam to Prophet in order Prophet answer them back, to get their salam, to give them salam, in order that they are happy, they are safe. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afshu salam," means spread salam. Wherever you are going, say salamu alaikum. Even if you are not a wali, that you can send safety, but with good intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you when you say salam, means you will be safe. The other person who you are sending to him salam is safe. That's why sahaba used to say salam too much to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So keep your salam always between each other, because safety comes with it. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most I fear for my ummah is the hidden shirk. It's hidden. Only comes when you call to yourself, you say about yourself that I did this, I did that. What is the advice that awliya Allah they give? We are going through this very important quotes here. The Sheikh is saying to his audience, advice, he's giving them advice, one of the great sheikh of Islam, of Tariqa. May Allah bless our shuyukh. May Allah bless Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh. He's talking to his student. He's saying to them in singular, not in plural, Ya Ghulam. He's addressing everyone, but when he say it in singular, means as if he is addressing everyone personally by his name. Look, awliya Allah, how much they are. Because when you address such jama'ah, like now we are sitting here, you cannot say, oh my brother. You have to say, oh my brothers. Isn't that? If you say, oh my brother, you don't know which one of them. But awliya Allah, when they say, oh my brother, or oh my sister, not plural, singular, means they are addressing by name everyone of the audience. They know their names through their hearts. Allah give them that power. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam authorized them with that power. So what he's telling him, Ya Ghulam. What's Ghulam in Arab English? Oh, slave even. But it's oh kid. Oh child who didn't reach maturity yet. Don't think you reach maturity, Shaykh. Not yet?
Not yet.
No. Not you. Mm-hmm. I'm saying to Sheikh Zulkarnain. We didn't reach maturity. All of us. Maturity in tariqah is not so simple. Maturity in tariqah, when you migrate from your ego completely, when you don't express anything, you zip your mouth from talking anything. As we said in previous session yesterday, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr put stones in his mouth for 7 years in order not to talk. Ya Ghulam, did you zip your tongue, your mouth? Not yet. We're still talking, huh? Mm-hmm. All of us. Yeah, you want to talk? Talk Zikrullah. There was a lady in Egypt. She passed away now. Any question you ask her, she doesn't talk. She talks perfect in Arabic language, but she doesn't use Arabic language. She was only to answer you, and you can get your answer only she. When you ask a question or you ask her something, she answer in Holy Quran, verse from Holy Quran. She's so clever that she was able to, like what you cut and paste. You read one verse from here, one verse from here, one verse from here, different places of the Holy Quran, put them together, they give you the meaning what you want. A lady, famous, was in Egypt, she passed away. Well, she never spoke, except when she wants to open her mouth, it has to be from Holy Quran, all her life. When she gets maturity, she memorized the Holy Quran. When she became mature, from that time, she said, I'm not going to speak anymore except verses from Holy Quran. So if we can balance ourselves with her, where we found ourselves? Nothing. He said, don't talk. Oh, kid, don't talk. What do you want to talk? You are a kid. Kid, do you allow a kid to talk in the presence of a king? Who gives the presentation, the king or a kid from the street? Who speaks? The king. Forget about king. If you go to any minister and there is a conference, the minister speak or a kid from the street or from the audience, go a kid and speak. Kids keep quiet. They say to people, if you have a kid, put him, there is one room there, nursery, playground for kids. Put them there until you finish, then you go pick up your child. What you call that? Huh?
Babysitting.
Yeah. Babysitting. So what we need, all of us? Babysitting. Alhamdulillah that we have someone to babysit us. That's the Sheikh. The Sheikh is the best babysitter in the world. Because he knows. Because babysitters knows what the child wants. When he needs the milk bottle, when he needs to be changed his diapers, when he needs to eat, the babysitter knows. The Sheikh knows when you are in need for spiritual milk, he gives you. And he knows when you are showing wrong, devil, evil character, you have to change your diaper. He changed you. Because you gave your hand to him. You took bay'ah from him. He's responsible. So he said to him, "Oh kid," he's speaking to everyone, "Oh kid, so can we count ourselves from kid, or still we say about ourselves mature?" Answer:
kids.
Kids, isn't it?
We are still kids.
We are still kids. So do you allow kids to talk? Why we are talking then? Isn't that strange? One time, one lady, she's poor. She goes to one wali, very famous wali, Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani, the house of his time, like your name. So she goes there, she was able to when you look from window or not, what you say in English, sneak? No. Peek?
Peek, yes.
Peek, take a quick looking. She sees that Sheikh Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani with his followers sitting at Maghrib time, when after they pray Maghrib, everyone in front of him, a big rooster, cooked very well. And she's very poor. So what happened? All her stomach began to make sounds. Then her saliva comes and begins to drip. Hungry. That's why Awliya Allah, they don't like people to go to eat in restaurants. Because if someone homeless, someone doesn't have money, someone looking from outside and seeing your food, he will pollute your food with his negative energy. Because he will have hasad toward your food, say, "Oh, I wish I have that food." Then that food becomes polluted. Many people today, you ask them, "Where you are going to restaurant?" "Oh, where is it?" Now no one cooking at home. Everyone, restaurant. If not restaurant, you bring the food ready-made at home. You don't know that person has ablution, that person who cooked that food was angry, that person was smoking, person was doing marijuana, that person was beating his wife, that person was going into the toilets and coming without washing. So you don't know what you are eating. It's all polluted. And people think if they go to fancy restaurants, they are doing well. No, fancy restaurants are worse. Because a lot of ego there. That's why people are losing today. Allah going to take his revenge from what Muslims are doing without knowing. Arab countries, especially Gulf, where 30 years ago you were not able to see any kind of wine, drinks, what you call it, alcoholic drinks. If there was, only you can find in embassies. Other than embassies, you cannot see it. Women on the street for prostitution, you never see it in the Gulf. Today you go to any Arab country, one of these Arab countries in the Gulf, you see prostitutions, you see drink, alcoholic drink everywhere. And these are owning of these places, who? Muslims. Any case. So what we need to do, we have to keep ourselves, protect ourselves from falling into this negative pollution that comes to us without knowing. So what he's saying to his kid, to the kids, to us, all of us kids, migrate from your bad characteristics. As long as you see yourself As long as you see your ego that you know something, as long as you have to migrate far and far away from yourself. If you think that you are proud of yourself, means it is a sign to you that whatever you are going to speak is going to be a sin, is a waste of your energy. Oh, ghulam, okay, don't waste your energy. So that lady that came to Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani looking, of course, I'm going to see all these people are eating and my saliva is not coming out. Of course it's going to come out. So she was looking and looking and looking and seeing they eat even the bones. Like they don't leave the bones to the cats. They eat the bones. They eat the meat. They eat the skin. Very nice. Roasted. Not chicken. Has to be rooster, big one. I don't know how she knows it is rooster or chicken, because never we ask that question, but they say it's rooster. This is Grand Sheikh's story. May Allah bless his soul. So she looking, at least I let me lick the bones. They don't leave even the bones, they eat it. She said, now I realized that those who are being favored to the Sheikh, they can eat anything. They be on the table of the Sheikh. So I wish I can have my son to be favorable by the Sheikh, to accept him. And then he eats this rooster, I won't have money. And might be he can save for me half of it, put in his pocket, no one seeing, and bring him to me, I will eat. It's a good idea. She took her son, was very young, 9 years of age, and she went to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. She said, oh my Sheikh, I made an oath that I want to give you my son. She wanted to give her son to the Sheikh, because she said, at least he will eat. I cannot afford to feed him. No husband. Husband died. Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani looked at her. He saw her sincerity. He said, okay, we take him. So she said, when I can see him? He said, oh, you can come after 40 days to see him. She was so happy counting the days, as if it passed for her 1 year. She came after 40 days, she looked from the window, she saw Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani sitting and all his followers. Not all, yeah, the most nearer ones. Eating these roosters, and her son is not there. She was so upset, so sad. Not angry, you have to be very careful between anger and sadness. Sadness, you can be sad, but you cannot be angry. Angry, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, al-ghadabu kufrun ya Abu Bakr. Ghadab, anger is like disbelief. You cannot be angry. But if you are angry, you be like a drunk person. You don't know what you are doing. You might kill anyone. Why politicians, they fight with each other? Because they are angry people. You don't see a politician not angry. He say to you, oh, I want to take vacation. Okay, where you want to go? Instead of he says, I want to take vacation, or I go for i'tikaf in the mosque 10 days, in the mosque, every, not in Ramadan, must be other than Ramadan. 10 days, where you are going? Oh, I'm going to take a vacation in Bali. Oh, what there is in Bali? What's in Bali? Or the other one say, oh, I want to take vacation in Hawaii. What is in Hawaii? They don't say, I want to take vacation in the masjid, because in the masjid, it will be a nice vacation. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing i'tikaf in the masjid. Isn't that? Huh? So this is a holiday with your Lord. You cut yourself from dunya, you'll be relaxing. No. They want to relax. They relax not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to relax with whom?
Shaitan.
Shaitan. They go to these beaches, they put black eyeglasses. And they walk jogging on the beaches with black eyeglasses. They're wondering, why black eyeglasses? People might wonder, why black eyeglasses? I didn't know until he just said it now. Might be he was going somewhere like that. No? They say, oh, because of the sun, you have to keep black eyeglasses. They give excuse for everything. Why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put black eyeglasses? If you have a problem to see, it's okay, you put glass, eyeglasses. But why black? Put it white? No. Then you can see their eyes, where it's going and where it's coming. So where you want to take vacation then? Huh? Where we have to take vacation? In a mosque. To be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praying for Him, asking Him. He will send peace on you. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dhikr, peace comes to the heart. Not with beach. So politicians, for sure they are angry all the time. So shaitan happy with them, take them to the beaches. Nothing else. But what we can say, may Allah forgive us. We zip our, it's not our business. They are free, I'm free. We do what we like, they do what they like. It's up to them. So that lady didn't see her son. Where is the son? When everyone left, kissed the hand of the sheikh and left, she asked permission to enter. Permission granted, she went in, and she said, yes, Sayyidi, my son. I sent my son, and you told me after 40 days you can see him. I came, I didn't see him. He said, oh, your son? Oh, okay, I will send you to see him. He called one servant and he said, take the lady to see her son. He is in that room. They went, like walking 15 minutes. And rooms everywhere. Means there were many of them like him. And she opened and she saw her son sitting on his knees toward Qibla, counting on pebbles, not on beach, there was no beach, so on pebbles. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. She saw her son on his knees facing Qibla and counting, making tasbih, more kind of tasbih, and zikrullah, and in front of him a cup of water and a piece of dry bread. Not even enough for a kid of 2 years of age. She looked, she saw her son. Before she sent him, he was slim. Now he is skeleton. Nothing left. She was so surprised. She thought her son, now they sent her to these rooms to see her son with a big buffalo instead of a rooster. Or at least a chicken. Or at least a pigeon. Or at least a bird. Or at least a mouse. Nothing. So she was so upset, she went back to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. She said, "Ya Sayyidi, I sent my son to be like these people, eating these roosters." He looked at her. He said, "Oh, of course, you asked me for your son to be my student, very close student, and I knew from your heart that you want him to be like these people who are eating roosters. So I sent him to the factory that makes him able to eat roosters like them. I sent him to be like them. Don't think these people are eating rooster from nothing. You see these rooster they are eating with the bones? They burn it by zikrullah, and the benefit and reward of what they are reciting, because they need energy, goes to this, to the other students. With that hikmah, I made them to eat this rooster, but they cannot eat it until they go a very tough, severe experience of seclusion. You asked to be like that, this how it has to be like that. Today, we go to Maulana and we say, "Oh Maulana, I want in my place, in my area, no one is doing zikr. Can I make zikr for people?" "Maulana, of course you want to make zikr, go and make zikr. Can? Okay, you are authorized to do zikr." Oh, he goes back, he begins conflated. He begin inflated, like balloon. Oh, he comes and he has all these certificates around and all these frames, and they take pictures with Maulana Sheikh, put it all over the internet. He become the Sheikh of peacocks. That is a sickness. You want to become a rooster, to eat a rooster like these sheikhs or student of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani? You have to go under a very severe weather. What kind of weather? A spiritual storm, a cyclone storm, a typhoon, a tornado. They will shake you like earthquake in your seclusion. They suck your blood. You know, leeches. They put leeches on you to suck you until you become between death and life. At that moment when they bring you completely to death, they send energy back to you. At that time, you be existing not through your ego, you will be existing through them. That time you can open your zip and you talk. Or else, before that training or that experiences, you are still talking partnership with your ego. He say in Arabic, قائما مع نفسك وهواك. Established in your ego and your desires. You establish yourself. You have to establish yourself. You have to demolish that establishment and to establish yourself with your Shaykh. You have to establish yourself with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to be establishing yourself in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time you will be able to be authorized to give irshad, or else keep it closed, no need to talk. He said, Ya Ghulam, O kid, he said to the lady, if you want your son like that, this is how it has to be. She said, okay. She's sincere lady, I'm happy. They eat the bones. What's the meaning of the bones? The bones, you throw them, is not? You eat the meat. Means they eat the meat and they eat your sins. Bones which you throw, you have to throw them from the heart of the students. The Sheikh has to throw that poison away. So when they eat the meat, they are giving you their hasanat, and they eat bones, they are taking from you your sayyat. That's why Mashayikh, every night, they have an association with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of them, every moment they have association with Prophet. Some of them, they have might be been granted 1 minute, or 1 second, or 1 hour, or 10 hours, whatever. The Sheikh will go in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every Sheikh, not every Sheikh, I am speaking that of so-called Sheikh, but the real Sheikh, the one that been granted, there is only 124,000 wali. These awliya Allah, they be in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From 6 billion. Human beings, there is only 124,000. So how much is the percentage? Epsilon. You cannot count it. Zero point, many zeros. So they go in the presence of Prophet standing, Ya Rasulullah, we gave everything that we are rewarded today with your barakah. We gave it to our followers, granted it to them for your love. And we are coming to you ashamed that we are carrying all the sins of our followers. And that's why Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, he said many times to us, to me and my brother especially, don't let me be ashamed in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when I am presenting you there. Means don't do something that is unacceptable. Today anything we do is unacceptable. Don't say, we are praying 5 prayers. Don't say, I'm wearing a turban. Oh, what's wearing turban? Everyone was wearing turban 100 years ago. Go look at these pictures 100 years ago. You see, everyone has a turban. Even non-Muslim, they had turbans. Go back to history and check. Don't say, I'm wearing a turban. Don't say, I'm carrying a cane. I'm following Sunnah. Everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim, they carry canes because there was no
no roads,
no civilization. I don't like to call it civilization because it's not anymore civilization. It's worse than Jahiliyyah, worse than ignorance. But there are roads, there are places that you don't see anymore snakes coming or wild animals coming. You need a cane. They used to carry the cane for that. And Sayyidina Musa's cane, Allah made it a snake to eat all the other canes. That was imaginary. So don't carry an imaginary cane like the magicians. When they throw their canes, they make it to look as if they are snakes. And when Sayyidina Musa, Allah orders him, don't be afraid, he was worried. Throw your canes. He throw his cane, eat all the illusions. Awliya Allah, they eat everything poison in us. Illusion, poisonous, things, sins, and carry it on themselves and go to the presence of Prophet. Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah. We take that responsibility, make these students, present them to Allah clean. We are taking that responsibility. That only Awliya Allah, not everyone with turban and the cane and the jubba can do that. Those are special people that Allah gave them that characteristic and blessed them with that manifestation of beautiful names and attributes, that he dressed them in order they would be able to take responsibility. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on behalf of all saints, for their followers, he takes the responsibility. So, O Muslim, O Ghulam, O kid, you want like that? To become like that, to that lady, your kid has to follow this procedure. And he said, Ya Ghulam, Safi qalbaka bi akli al-halal. Purify your heart with halal food. Oh, what's halal food? Everyone will say today, oh, if you have a stamp, it's halal. Oh, what's halal? Who told you it's halal? If you have that stamp, they say, if you have that stamp, what you eat is halal. Correct? Haji Maryam? In one of the Arab countries, I used to live there sometime. We lived there. We know one of these rich people who has big freezers. You call them freezers? Warehouses that all cool down. And they store in them meat and fish and poultry, everything, for Hajj. One time I was sitting there, and many telephones coming to this man. Oh, the shipment of meat is being stopped by the customs. They don't let it to come in. Why? Because it's coming from India and it's not halal. But millions of dollars. It's for Hajj time. I was sitting there. We said by phone to them, send the ship back. Because to Hajj time, there is not too much time. It's going to be in 1 month Hajj, and they have to store all this meat. Send the ship. They sent the ship to a very near port outside the area. With the stamp, they stamped everything halal. And then brought back the ship to the customs. The ship was cleared and the halal food entered. And who ate it? The pilgrimage, the hujjaj. They don't know. So what he's saying, purify your heart by eating halal food. Means don't cheat. Don't make your salah, your halal food, your spiritual food, be unhalal by your wrongdoings. Purify your heart. By eating halal means by not cheating and eating normal food, and by not cheating as if Allah is not seeing you. So purify your food, your spiritual food for your soul, and your physical food for yourself, for your body. Purify it, clean it. This is what you need to do if you want to go into that experiences in order to be able to eat a rooster. So you have to purify yourself. Don't be someone that by tongue you say something and by heart you are saying something else. Purify yourself. And he said, وَقَدْ عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. Because you knew your Lord. You say, I know my Lord. I'm praying 5 prayers. But then why you are cheating them? Why you are lying? Why you are conspiring? Why you are not trying to understand that this is correct and this is not correct? The one who pray 5 prayers, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask him one day. Allah Sheikh, it's something that we have to be very careful. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever do an atom of good, he will see good. Who do an atom of bad, he's going to see bad. Don't think it is your loose. Oh, I have a sheikh, it's finished. Okay, he will take responsibility. No problem. Yes, he will take responsibility. But you don't want to make your sheikh ashamed in the presence of Prophet and in the divine presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Grand Sheikh said, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim always used to say to us when we were very young, don't make us ashamed of your amal. There is no, you are not thinking. Try to think. Allah gave you mind. Then we use our heart. Don't say everything from Allah. Oh, no problem. See many people, they say, oh, we have the sheikh, oh, we are saved. Oh, okay, you have a sheikh, you will be saved, alhamdulillah. But you don't know how many whip he's going to whip you. Not your money going to benefit you. If you are rich, it doesn't mean anything to the sheikh. If you are poor, it doesn't mean anything. You must be rich with your good manners, not with your money. Don't buy people with your money. Don't think, oh, I'm giving the sheikh money, I'm going bribing him. He lets me to sit to eat on his table. They go there and they bring a gift to the sheikh. They bring a gift to the sheikh, bribing the sheikh. Oh, sheikh, take it. Oh, they are happy. Oh, sheikh, took it. Oh. Sit here. You are rich. Sit here. Near me. He think he bribed the sheikh. I know one person comes. To the sheikh. And bring some gifts. And he sit near the sheikh. When he finish, you go see him outside, very far. He's drunk. Sheikh with his adab doesn't say anything. They don't say anything. Because Sayyidina Umar, one day they brought him money. He took it to give it out, because they bring to give it out. He took it. And Sahaba said, Ya Umar, this person who gave you the money is a big burglar. All his money is haram money. He said, okay, I know that. No problem. I take the haram money. I'm not eating it. But I'm distributing it to the needy. I give it to the needy. These people are hungry. Might be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day will give him guidance, because many stomach has been saved from hunger. So with this hikmah, awliya Allah, they take. One time me and my brother, we were like 20, in early 20s. And this story, never I forget it. We are so much, we cannot describe our love to Grand Sheikh at that time. Maulana Sheikh Nazim was young at that time. He was like 40, little bit more. So one day we want to do something, make Maulana very happy, Grand Sheikh very happy. So what to do? Bring money, but how much you are going to bring money? We are young, we are not working, taking from my father. So my father used to trade businesses, so he get a lot of diamonds. One ring was like at least 5 carats at that time. Very nice, very fancy. We said to my father and my mother, we like to take that ring to Maulana Sheikh, to Grand Sheikh. Yes, no. But they said, okay, we take it. Fi sabilillah, no problem. You want to express your love. This is how you express your love. There is nothing else. What do you want? You give him a dinner? Yeah, anyone can. Sorry. Anyone can give dinner. You want to do something that's different from anyone else. So we took the ring and we are so happy. And I remember still, it was the middle of the 60s. And at that time, my father bought for us a very new car, red car, sports car. Going there, reaching and going up to Maulana Sheikh, very happy, taking the ring. We have new car, nice ring. We came to Grand Sheikh and we said, Maulana, we have to give you a gift. He said, okay, no problem. So we presented the ring. He looked at it, nice glass ring. He didn't say glass ring. I'm saying now. No problem. So he took the ring and he said, okay. He wants to put in his pocket. I said, no, we like you to put in your hand, your finger. He said, okay. He took out his ring that was there. We said, Maulana, okay, we take that ring. Because we want his ring. So we did all this to take his ring. So we said, we take this ring. He said, okay, take. But he doesn't say no. And we took our ring, which is nearly five carats, now might be today price, at least 200,000. Yes. One of the fancy ones. I put in his finger. At that time it was 20,000, the value of that ring, US. We put in his finger. Oh, Maulana, very nice. Oh, I'm making dua. He said, from my father, from my mother, from my brothers, from everyone. He was so happy. We were so happy, delighted that Maulana is so happy. He called his wife, showed her the ring. Everyone was happy in the house. Gave us food. He said, you are staying tonight here? We said, you are staying tonight here. He said, okay, you stay in the Zawiya room, at that time, small room. Stay there. But usually comes to Maulana, people come visit, so he makes suhbas. All the day you are seeing him making suhbas. So in the evening, one person came. Close, like a beggar from the street. Coming from far away, is like a Bedouin. Doesn't know anything about rings, about civilization, about frigid even. Living in a tent, might be in a desert. Coming, sitting beside Grand Sheikh, and Grand Sheikh begins suhba. Doesn't mind who is there. He's like a fountain of, like Niagara Falls, of suhba he gives, guidance, irshad. Because he says many times, I'm not speaking to the one you are seeing. That one will be a cause for me to speak. For all awliya, by order of Prophet, they have to open their headsets and hear me. That's how I speak. Every wali, 124,000 wali, has to listen to him wherever they are around the world. It's like live broadcast today. Awliya Allah, they don't have live broadcast. Every moment they have live broadcast. They don't need chips and computers and easy. So he began a sohba, we are sitting and drinking tea with him. And when he drinks tea, he doesn't put sugar. He cut the sugar, there is cube sugar. He cut them smaller and put a lemon cut into half and put the lemon and put the sugar on top of the lemon. So you take the small piece of sugar that has lemon, put in your mouth and you drink the boiling tea. He drinks it like he's drinking the normal water. And it, if you drink it, it burns your top of your mouth. It's a huge samawar, they call it. A pot, like, it has a tap. It's boiling inside wood or charcoal, and the hot water coming, and the tea is on the top of the boiling charcoal, and then adds a little bit from the tea and water, it becomes red, all of it. Green tea or red tea, whatever he has. And he gave the suhba, and that person looking at Mawlana Sheikh, we didn't like the way he was looking. Because we were looking where that person was looking. We were looking at how much nice that ring in the hand of Mawlana Sheikh, with all these colors from the lights coming and so on, shining, the lamp making it different color, very expensive ring. And that man said, "Oh my Sheikh, we don't have nice rings in our area, and it's I don't have a ring, it's sunnah of Prophet to have a ring. Can you give me that ring?" We heard that as if the whole building was earthquake coming on our heads. So what do you think we did? You have to do something to save the situation. So what do you think we did? We zipped our mouth. Don't talk. Sheikh. Today you speak with the Sheikh, you give him hundreds of advice. And the Grand Sheikh said, "Oh, no problem. Just today I got it. I give it to you." He took out of his hand. He said, "Give me your fingers. Put the ring." As soon as he put the ring, that man said, "Assalamu alaikum, thank you." His hand and one. Now we cannot run after that man. Because we are in the presence of Grand Sheikh. We cannot say we are leaving behind him. So that man finished, gone. Where is that man? Allah knows where he is, disappeared. Might be a test for sure. So, but we were happy that we have the ring still of Mawlana Sheikh. That ring went, what we can say. But we have the ring. Now Mawlana doesn't have a ring in his hand. He said, "Give me the ring. I need to put a ring in my finger." So he took back the ring. The $20,000 ring gone at that time. And we don't know where it went. It's for sure one of Awliya Allah came to get it. Means don't be happy with what you give. If they take, it's for your benefit. If they take from you, it's for your benefit. It's not for their benefit. People, they think, "Oh, we made some contribution." Yes, throw your contribution on your face. The Sheikh, the whole world is under his feet. Allah said, "وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا." Translate.
Yes, he has subjugated what heavens and on earth at your service.
He subjugated what is in heavens, what is on earth, at your service. Do whatever you want, but do if you can. He gave it to them, but it's not in their eyes. They don't care for it. You give it or you don't give it. It's to you, your benefit, not their benefit. So, at the end, these heavy experiences are very, very tough on the murid. You cannot carry them. That's why it is very important, the company of the Shaykh. Because you can learn from him. The audience with the Shaykh, you can learn from him. To listen to his sahaba, you learn from him what he wants you to do. Or else, everything is partners with our ego. We are not seeing other than our ego. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and direct us toward the benefit for ourselves. Not to think that we are benefiting the Shaykh. No, the Shaykh is benefiting us. Don't argue with the Shaykh. Don't try to give advice to the Shaykh. If the Shaykh asks for something, answer. If he didn't, keep quiet. If someone is speaking, don't put your finger and interfere. It's not your business. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and forgive us. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmat al-Fatiha. I think that's enough. People can eat or can pray. It's up to the host. And then we leave. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If the host doesn't want to give food, no problem. We can eat this almond and pistachio.